Ali Abonnema is the director of Electronic Intifada. Good to have you with us on Al Jazeera. How fragile do you think this truce is?
Well, how many times have I sat in this chair having this same discussion with you or one of your colleagues? This keeps happening. Palestinians in Gaza are obviously relieved that the bombs have stopped, but 44 people are dead, including 15 children, hundreds injured. And people in Gaza don't get to go back to anything like normal because they're still living under Israel's siege. That is a form of silent violence against every man, woman, and child in Gaza 24 hours a day, 365 days a year for 15 years. So unfortunately, it is fragile. This is going to happen again. I can't tell you if it's going to be in a day, a week, a month, or a year, but it's going to keep happening because Israel enjoys total impunity for its crimes against the Palestinian people, and not just impunity, but full and active support. Remember, it was bombing Gaza with weapons provided by the United States, by the European Union, by Canada, who all stood by Israel. And these are the same countries that are sending billions of dollars of weapons to Ukraine, supposedly to resist occupation and invasion, but here they are helping Israel perpetrate occupation, invasion, and terror against the civilian population. So sadly, it is fragile, and it is going to happen again until that changes.
One of the things that perhaps was different to some of the cases that we've seen in the past was that this time round, the Israeli authorities were saying that they perceived there was a potential threat as opposed to actually giving evidence of an actual threat before it carried out the bombing attacks, which this time round were aimed at targets within civilian areas. We saw the civilian casualties. Is there a suggestion that Israel, given the fact you were talking about immunity or impunity there, do you think that Israel is changing the goalposts very slightly, and this could lead to attacks which are knocked back up, backed up by any evidence of any perceived threat, but can be just done by Israel at any given moment?
When has Israel ever provided evidence for these so-called threats? When Israel in May 2021 bombed the Al Jazeera offices, bombed the Associated Press offices, was there any legitimate threat? Did Israel provide any evidence of a threat? It never does. And it never has to, because it enjoys the full support of the so-called international community, the same people who lecture us day and night about human rights and the rules-based international order. So there's nothing new here. Israel kills, it murders, it bombs, it destroys, with on the flimsiest of pretexts and with no pretext. Remember that Israeli leaders routinely call these regular massacres of Palestinians mowing the lawn. The idea being that the natives, and remember that Palestinians in Gaza, the vast majority are refugees, ethnically cleansed from their lands in what is now so-called Israel, that in order to give the message to the natives that, you know, there's no point resisting, you have to mow the lawn periodically, you have to massacre them, kill a bunch of them, so they get the message that they should just surrender and accept their fate. This is the logic of Israel. This is the logic of Zionism, frankly, and it's fully supported by the United States, the European Union, Canada, and sadly, now, you know, it pains me to say it, a number of Arab regimes that have fully normalized their ties with this, frankly, murderous regime.
I want to ask you about the influence and the role of Hamas in this. There was a lot of speculation about at what point Hamas could or would choose to get involved in this conflict, which may have taken it to yet another level. But Hamas, of course, which runs Gaza, has been trying to rebuild Gaza since the attacks you were talking about last year. If it appears to remain reluctant to get involved, do you think that that will send a message to Israel with regard to the nature of the attacks and the number of attacks that it can carry out?
I think that's the Israeli spin. The Israeli spin is that, oh, you know, Hamas didn't get involved because they were, you know, too scared, or they didn't want to suffer what Israel would do to Gaza. Nobody in Gaza wants to be bombed by Israel. Nobody wants a war. Israel launched this war, not Palestinians, and that's always the case. I think the calculation by Hamas and by Islamic Jihad was to respond to Israel's attack, to its unprovoked attack on Gaza, and to escalate if necessary. I think, you know, it would have been untenable for Hamas to stay out of the war if Islamic Jihad had not succeeded in getting Israel into a position where it would agree to a ceasefire. So I think Hamas would have joined the battle if it had to. But nobody, you know, Palestinians are not itching for with Israel. It is Israel who imposes on Palestinians the need to resist. And I think Hamas would have had to. I think the popular demand for Hamas to defend Palestinians would have been irresistible had this continued even for another day.
As always, really interesting to get your views on this. Ali Abu Nu'man, thank you very much indeed for your time, sir.
Thank you so much.